Morning, everyone. Okay.
Good morning.
I have nothing to disclose. Okay. So today I'll be talking about coaches, parish nurses, and African-American men and how we use them to help control hypertension. A little bit of background about the problem. Hypertension is a big problem in America, but specifically in African-American men. They tend to suffer disproportionately the effects of hypertension. And hypertension, the symptoms are asymptomatic. And African-American men are also less likely to seek care, especially with hypertension, which may be why they suffer disproportionately.
We can't hear.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Is this better? Okay. So our program, we wanted to work with two groups that were already in working with African-American men and hypertension. The Deaconess Parish Nurses, they were providing health education and self-management support services, and also the HELP group. And the difference between them was the Deaconess Parish Nurses were trained health professionals who focused on the spiritual aspect of health, while the health coaches were not trained health professionals, but they also had a focus on the spiritual aspect of health. The nurses that we worked with tended to be middle-aged women, whereas the coaches were younger African-American men. And both programs were already in existence. We didn't ask them to change anything that they were doing, but we did ask that they focus their recruitment efforts on African-American men, and we provided them with some health education material on self-management. Our project was a pilot project, and we wanted to conduct a process evaluation of both groups as delivered to African-American men, and also to address the impact of knowledge about hypertension, beliefs about hypertension, and hypertension self-management. We did a pretest and two post-tests with no comparison group. Our pretest was conducted in person at enrollment, and post-tests were conducted at 2 months and 6 months following enrollment. For our process evaluation, we wanted to do a quality assessment. And to do this for our clients, we asked them questions regarding their provider, either the nurse or the coach, the adequacy of their health education materials, as well as their overall satisfaction with the program. To conduct our quality assessment with the nurses and the coaches, this was done at 1 to 3 months following the start of the program. And we used a survey as well as some open-ended questions just so we could adjust the project that had been ongoing. Our process evaluation was tracked. Every visit between the client and their provider was tracked, and just to make sure everything was going as planned. And our recruitment was also tracked by the provider. We tracked the number of contacts they had made, as well as the number of clients who were actually enrolled in the program. To address the impact evaluation, we wanted to know the knowledge, the things that men knew that would help them lower their blood pressure, susceptibility to hypertension-related outcomes, severity of the potential outcomes, as well as barriers to self-management of hypertension. Our data analysis, we used the appropriate tests to analyze significance and difference between pre- and two-month testing and pre- and six-month testing. Specifically, we looked at susceptibility, severity, knowledge of hypertension, and barriers to self-management. Our nurses and coaches were trained to use the tracking materials. This was the only part that we went in and addressed their program. And they also helped pick out their health education materials, and they were used as a standard to work with. And at the end of every health education material was a place for the client to set goals regarding their hypertension self-management. Our health education materials addressed the following things: how to work with their blood pressure, and how to set goals. Our recruitment happened at local venues in St. Louis City. We used the nurses and the coaches to help identify places where they thought they could best get African-American men. And they identified the clients who would be good to enroll in our study, and then the clients were then enrolled by a graduate assistant. The results of our process evaluation showed that while the health coaches had less events that they attended, they were able to enroll more clients, which we found interesting. As some sample characteristics, our The clients who were enrolled by the health coaches tended to have a few more years of education, but they were less likely to have private insurance and significantly more likely to have no insurance at all. And this just kind of emphasizes the fact that we had, the groups were self-select and we had no control over who was enrolled in each group. Some results of our quality assessment. Overall, the results of the quality assessment were really high, so we discontinued them after the two-month pretest. So at six-month pretest, or post-test, I'm sorry. So at six-month post-test, clients did not take their quality assessment. For the quality assessment for nurses and coaches, the main finding from this was that it was challenging to enroll clients in the age range of 18 to 45. So after this, we opened up the age range to 18 to 54, and we were able to increase recruitment that way. And also as a result of this, we invited the coaches and nurses to our monthly meetings so they could address any other issues that they had. Some results regarding our visits per client. Parish nurses had a lot more visits with their clients, but they also had enrolled less clients, maybe meaning they had more time to meet with their clients as opposed to health coaches. In regards to health education provided, our health coaches overall addressed more topics than the parish nurses did. One thing this might suggest was that since our health coaches weren't professionally trained, this was their first time with the material, and perhaps they thought that it was the first time with the client's material as well, so they went over it more often. Something else that we found interesting was that alcohol, drugs, and hypertension, as related to hypertension, was addressed more with coaches as they were with nurses than they were with nurses, as seen here. So we think that perhaps the clients felt more comfortable talking with their coach, who tended to be more like them, about alcohol and drugs than they would have with the parish nurse. Okay, these are our impact results about knowledge of hypertension self-management behaviors. The one thing that we did find significant was a decrease in salt intake from pretest to 2 months, that clients knew that decreasing their salt intake would help lower their hypertension. And increasing activity and decreasing salt intake had increased over the pretest to 6 month period, as well as taking medications. In regards to susceptibility of the disease, kidney disease, stroke, and blindness were all found to significantly increase over from pretest to 2 months, while blindness increased from pretest to 6 months as well. When we pulled out the data just for the coaches, everything was found significant except for kidney disease, I believe. In regards to severity of the disease, we found that everything increased slightly from the pretest to 6 month period, but that nothing increased to be statistically significant. In regards to barriers to self-management, there was nothing in here that, there was no clear reductions except for money. And we didn't address money as a barrier to self-management in our program. It was unrelated, but it was found to be the biggest barrier for men in regards to managing their hypertension. And after this, the next thing that was found was lack of information regarding hypertension. So, one thing that we found to be just interesting about this study was that the parish nurses had introduced more people to the program. Overall, they touched more men within the community, but they enrolled less people as opposed to the coaches. And our program, when we talked to the clients, it was very well received, and they found that they were treated with respect from their providers, and they found that their providers to be good listeners to them and were able to identify with them, which was something that we found to be important. And then, as noted before, there was some difference in reported self-management behaviors between the coaches and the nurses. And then, although our impact evaluation had a few statistically significant findings, the improvements in susceptibility and severity we thought were promising, showing men that hypertension is important, it can severely affect you, and you should do something about it if you have hypertension. A few limitations to our study were that we lacked a comparison group, and we also sampled by convenience. Our coaches and nurses identified our clients for us, and then we enrolled them. And something to make us more confident in our findings might be next time to increase our sample size and also find a different way to sample. So next steps for this project, we know that African American men are among the least served groups, and so we need to continue serving them in this way. And we found coaches and nurses to be a good way to address the community. And we need to continue to study the various approaches using, as I said before, stronger methods.